You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
And we think this is episode 27, right?
I think probably it's 27. Who knows?
We are just so popular that we don't even know what episode we are
anymore. That's not the problem.
No, not at all.
Not even that. Oh my gosh, it feels like it's been like a year since last time
I know.
We recorded. It's a crazy.
Because the last time we recorded was right before I left for Christmas.
And yeah. Then
New Year's happened, and then you got married. So
I know, a lot has happened in the
last
2 weeks.
We have a lot to talk about tonight. It may just be one big tangent, but
that aren't all our episodes one big tangent? I'm not positive. We don't just always do that.
Right. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2014.
Crazy.
I hope you guys had a good New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we had a good New Year's Eve.
We sure did.
I can't believe that fur vest that you wore. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, I got that last year. And do you ever buy outfits or things where you just feel like it just didn't get enough attention the first time around?
Yes.
That's exactly what that vest was.
Nice.
Because I bought it last year. Target had like that fancy, like,
oh yes, I know,
super fancy line with all these different designers.
Yep.
And I bought it, and I Scott and I went out to dinner, and it just didn't get enough attention.
Right. It's like when you wear a good outfit, nobody sees it, and you're like, I'm wearing it again tomorrow.
What's the point of this?
Right.
Yeah.
Why did I even put that belt on?
I was really excited to
give it
give it a second round. Anytime you wear something furry, people just want to touch you.
Yes.
That was not my intention, but that just tends to happen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wore a dress covered in lobsters. That was fun.
I liked
a gold sequin dress, but I was like, everyone's going to be wearing sequins. No one's going to be wearing lobsters.
It was amazing. True. But I think my favorite part of New Year's Eve was your reaction to my outfit when I walked in. I will never forget the look on your face.
Joy, what else did you have on? Did you have like a
I had like rainbow drop earrings.
Yes,
I had rainbow earrings that were
rhinestone earrings.
Yeah,
and a big furry vest. Yeah, and I just kind of looked at Joy like, "Of course, that's what you're wearing."
Yeah, that's exactly what your face was. Your face was like, "Yep, that's you." Yep, and also a little bit of disdain, but not in a bad way. Just more like, "Yeah, what else would I have expected?
What else was I expecting? Really?" Oh my goodness.
Oh, okay.
But we can start at Christmas. We just skipped right over Christmas.
Yeah.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas is really good. I was in Oklahoma, and I went to CrossFit OKC.
Yeah.
Which, if anyone listening goes there, yay, it was amazing and a little scary at times. So I'm not like at all going to bash them by any means, because this is where it comes into play that all CrossFit gyms can be different. And that whatever your experience may be, if you don't like it, you can always find one that you do like. So I'm just really used to, I was very aware that I'm so used to our gym.
Which is tiny.
And it's small, and it's just very, I guess, like a small family feel. Mm-hmm. Where I get, you know, I've been to other gyms in Denver where there's classes of 30 or 40, but you have like a ton of coaches walking around, and it's set up pretty well. Well, let me just back up by saying the first like few classes I took were like seven to eight people, kind of like Jay,
yeah,
right? So kind of like our gym. Well, they had the schedule modified so that after Christmas, the day after Christmas, they just had one class.
Right.
And they don't have a system where you have to sign up online or anything like that.
So
they just say, just show up. So I show up, and there's no joke, 40 people lingering around. And I'm like, how the heck are they going to do this? So the coach was like, all right, she commanded very well. I'll give her that. But they didn't even check. I mean, I think this coach in particular didn't coach me the 2 days prior. So she didn't know whether or not I knew what the heck I was doing.
Right.
So people could literally just walk in and do CrossFit having zero background.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a little bit in me where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, are they even checking of what people are doing and if they're being safe? And so they had it set up to where the workout was really structured well, but we were doing clean and jerks with about, I think girls were 95 and guys were what?
Which
I don't know, 125, 135. But she had us in rows of like six and seven in a space that it just wasn't really conducive to that many people. But she was like, you can do a clean and jerk in like, like this much space, just like a little circle around you.
Hopefully,
and doesn't mean that we should be doing that in a class of people you don't really know. So that just kind of scared me a little bit. But I got to give them credit that they did structure it well enough that they did like waves of people.
Yeah.
So where people weren't doing their clean and jerks all at the same time.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, I was a little afraid. I was a little afraid of that many people and that many barbells being thrown around. Wow. And I was just like, oh my God, our gym would never do anything like this with this many people. It was just different. It was not at all bad. I just like really appreciated, this is where it comes into like the
what you're looking
what
for.
You're used to and what you're looking for is, you know, I really like the personal coaching. I really like that coaches pay specific attention to each person in our class. Yeah. To a point where you feel like you're getting like one-on-one almost,
yeah,
you know, and where, you know, this gym in particular, and again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm talking bad about them at all. Lovely people, amazing,
right.
Made you feel welcome, but just like the structure was, like the coaches didn't really watch
you. Well, and also a holiday, like it's a different schedule.
Yeah, like, they didn't really watch you. Yeah. They just kind of like let you do your thing. Music really wasn't turned loud. Like, when we do our WOD, it's like right. The music is, like, pumped up.
Right.
You do the big 3-2-1. And that was, this just wasn't as amped up. So that's just, for me, I really was aware of my preferences.
Totally.
But do not at all want to make it sound like
I'm talking
about
it. It wasn't good for you.
Yeah, it wasn't. I will go back. That's the thing. It's like, I would totally go back if
yeah.
I was in Oklahoma again. I would totally go back to that gym. It was just like, I know what to expect from that gym.
Yeah.
It's like, I know that I'm not going to get this from that gym, and that's totally okay.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm like, oh, I'm very aware that I really like, it was just more apparent that I like certain things
yeah.
about
well,
our
and
gym.
It's always interesting to go to other ones and like, cause a lot of times you sort of take certain things about your gym for granted, and then you go to another gym and you're like, wow, they don't even consider doing that here.
For sure.
Or like when we dropped in Invictus, which is supposed to be this like, you know, soup, like they have a team, I think they had two teams that went to regionals last year. They
right.
have, you know, like,
where that's was Invictus again?
It's in San Diego.
That's right.
It's like the big South, yeah. you know, like one of the big Southern California gyms, like Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet trains there
okay.
a lot. And like, and we dropped in for a while and, you know, it was, the coaching was awesome. Like the warm-up was awesome, super creative, super, you know, but nobody cheered for one another.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking like.
That was the same.
Yeah. And I just was like, this was so funny. And we actually, we can talk about this a little bit more later in the episode, but before yeah. on, before our wedding on Friday morning, we brought in all of Brandon's family to do CrossFit.
Which, by the way, later we have to talk about Brandon's dad.
Oh my gosh, right. So.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, and so we, but my bridesmaid Steph came and she's the one who took me to CrossFit Inferno in Paso Robles at my bachelor party.
Okay.
And she was like. And she did the WOD, and you know, everyone was like cheering for one another. And she was like, that was so much more fun because everyone was cheering. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't know why some gyms don't do that, but it's just not the way it is.
It's just
I think
not the
it has to do
is.
With like not being, not knowing everyone super well, but like
sure.
when you know everyone, you know everyone's name,
yeah,
you know, you can like really cheer them on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's super fun, and I'll get more into that later. But
yeah,
what did we do for Christmas? I got a Lulu gift card,
uh-huh.
and Brandon got an iPad.
Aww.
And I was like, and now I know who my dad loves more. No, just kidding. Because I asked for a little gift card.
John Hay.
Which,
who I got to meet also at the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In his tartan.
I was trying very hard not to geek out in front of him.
You're so. Trying to play it cool?
Yeah, I was trying to play it cool. But I got really excited when he touched my jacket. And he was like, that's a really nice furry jacket.
You're like, I know.
The inventor of celestial seasonings just said that to me.
Can I tell you one time, my friend Steph, her mom, who's
yeah.
at the wedding, you may have met her.
Yeah.
Okay. Is like the coolest lady in the world. She one time went to a party in San Francisco that MC Hammer was at, and he told her that she had nice moves. Isn't that like, it's almost like one time she met John Stamos at a plane, and he told her that she was pretty. But way better.
But way better.
They were
better.
Both wearing purple jackets, and so they bonded.
Oh my God, that would be the ultimate compliment.
Mm-hmm.
MC Hammer.
Like, seriously, how could you possibly, that would be the pinnacle of your life.
Yeah.
MC Hammer told you had good moves.
I'm still laughing at the Mean Girls reference because I totally forgot about that one. One time John Stamos.
She met John Stamos on a plane and he told her she was pretty.
I saw her wearing army pants and flip-flops,
I bought army pants with flip-flops.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, Mean Girls.
So, I don't even know where we went with that. So, Steph, your friend Steph, and MC Hammer and something else. I was just really starstruck by your dad.
By my dad, which yeah. is hilarious. So good.
So,
yeah.
Christmas, yeah. So, Brandon got an iPad. You got a Lulu card.
Yeah, we just kind of hung out and... hung out with my nephews and niece, my niece and nephew.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and then on New Year's, we went to TJ's party, and that was super fun. But it just, like, didn't really feel... We had the wedding and the, you know, it's coming right up afterwards. And so it was like, we just went home, went to bed, and we were like, we got it.
Yeah.
We got it.
You had your eye on the prize.
Pretty much.
So everything else was kind of like, yeah, let's just go through the motions.
Right. Like, it was fun to see everybody. And, like, it was kind of a perfect, like, easy little evening. But we had, did not have any crazy. Yeah. Did you have any of that cake that Jess Key brought over, by the way, to TJ's party?
To TJ's party,
no. It was so good.
I purposely stayed away from it for the reason of New Year's Eve. I just got back from dinner.
Oh, and right.
I
was like, this huge, crazy.
I feel like everyone was getting annoyed by me. Like, I kept rubbing my stomach because I was in so much pain. But I had a skirt on. Anytime I wear anything that kind of like binds my core, I just get like a stomach ache. And because I had eaten such a huge meal, I was like, oh, I'm rubbing my stomach. I'm sure everyone's like, what the heck? That's amazing. So I could not fit. Okay, let's back up too, because we had at midnight, our friend Kate, who had lived in Spain at some point, said that it's good luck.
She lived in Spain. I think she was just like there on New Year's once.
Yeah, and she said that they wear red underwear and eat 12 grapes at midnight.
Yeah, so.
So we all wore red underwear.
And ate 12 grapes, and they were like the world's biggest grapes.
And I could
not.
They were
like ping pong ball
grapes.
I was
like, I got four down, and they're like, keep going. I'm like, no, six
is. It was hard.
Six is the most I can do.
Yeah,
and Kate was like, you have to eat them. One right after the other. You can't, like, span it out over a half hour. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to barf because I can't.
Yeah, not good luck if it makes you barf.
But I ate them.
Yeah, I did, too.
I was hurting. It was rough. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was surprisingly, who would think that it would be so hard to eat 12 grapes?
Yeah.
It was hard.
I just remember when Whitney Houston came on and we went out and danced.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Favorite song ever.
That was a good song.
Okay.
So yeah, holidays were good. New Year's was great.
Did you make New Year's resolutions?
You know, the one thing that I really wanted, and I'm still doing, I made a resolution. I started it before actual New Year's Day, but to think less.
Interesting.
And by that I mean, don't go crazy and overthink everything.
Right.
So. I think you and I are the same in the sense of the anxiety piece, where I tend to just way overthink.
Right,
I think
girls do this. These, like, stupid little things.
I think girls do that in general, totally. But I made this vow where I'm like, I'm just not going to overthink.
How do you keep yourself from overthinking, though?
I just stop. It's like the stop thought. Just stop thought.
How
cognitive behavioral techniques. You just recognize. It's like you got to meditate, Claire.
Yeah.
You got to just get into like at least 5-minute meditation.
It just sounds really
where
exhausting.
You recognize the thought and you just say, is this a fact or is this a feeling? This is just a feeling. This is not a fact. So if I'm going to obsess over something that's really not true, I'm just going to like let it move on.
I guess I just don't have like the mental tools to force something to leave my head.
Haven't you ever done...
I acknowledge it, it's like, oh, you know, it's like when you have a mosquito bite and it doesn't itch until you scratch it.
Yeah.
That's how it is with me and thoughts. Like, once I, like, acknowledge it, it's like, well, it's there. I activated it.
Haven't you ever done, like, the mindfulness techniques where you're, like, watching the movie in your brain? There's a lot of meditation stuff that goes with it, too. You've never done that before?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. I'll teach it to you.
Okay.
It's basically like you recognize that your thoughts are just thoughts. They're not true.
Uh-huh.
And you like play the movie in your head. I'll give you the whole spiel.
Okay.
It's not worth going into right now. But it's awesome because it really like it removes you from the thought of it like being attached to you. It's just your thought. And like they're just moving through your head.
Okay.
And it's not, it doesn't have to be true.
Right.
Then you don't have to obsess over it.
But then what do you do later if like you have a thought and then you just like convince yourself that none of your thoughts are true? Like, what about emotions?
What do you mean?
How can an emotion be true?
Emotion can be true.
But it can be, like, a fact. What if you're, like, this is, like, you, like, look at something and you're, like, sad. And you're, like, okay, I'm feeling sad. Is this a feeling or is this a fact?
Yeah, it's okay to be, like, sad over something. But if you're just, like, obsessing over, oh, my gosh, what if I'm, like, I have a terminal illness?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and you don't really, but you're just, like, thinking about it. You're, like, okay, that's not really true.
Right. Okay.
That's just something that a worry popped up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So... Unless you, like, went to the doctor and you actually had a terminal.
Right.
It's like, don't worry about that.
Right.
You know? Those are the things where you, like, have to think about, am I worrying about this because it's just a worry?
Something for you to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Or is it an actual, and even if it is a fact, you shouldn't worry about stuff. So
you are going
to. So that was my vow was, because I tend to seriously overthink everything that I, and especially with work stuff that has come up in the past few months where I, like, cared way too much what people thought about me. Mm-hmm. Like, those types of things where
which
I really
had to...
Which is
funny because, like, one of the first things I remember you saying on one of our very first episodes was that you yes. are so happy you've gotten to the point where you yes. don't care that people think
and
that
totally went down the crapper.
Which is why you're drinking wine right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, and I think it is too situational because
totally. Whatever. Well, something is, like, personal.
Yeah, and I can't really talk about it on the podcast, but yeah. it's just something that I really, it was probably one of the most challenging situations I've ever been faced with in my life, and...
Well, and I bet a lot of people can relate to just, like, you have a tough situation anywhere in your life that where it's, like, yeah. there's really nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And even though it, like, directly affects you, it's not in your control.
Yeah. But it really, the and it's this is not, like, meant to be a therapy session tonight, yeah. but it really brought up a lot of crap of I cared so much what people thought of me because I was in such a vulnerable situation where mm-hmm. we've talked about that before. Of like, I would rather, and what it came down to is I would rather be in, like, in the arena getting my ass kicked mm-hmm. than just be sitting on the sidelines and talking crap about me.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm like, okay, fine. If that's going to be the situation, I'd rather be the person, like, who's taking all the hits
right.
than be the cheap seats on the sidelines, totally. You know? So, but it really brought up a lot for me that I was like, yeah, I really do care what people think about me. And I was ruminating. And then I finally, like, came to that point where I'm like, I can't live right. my life this way. So I'm going to just not think about it.
Right. Well, there you go.
And it's a choice. So, yeah. I mean, life is too short, right? Anyway. Life is too short.
I had a New Year's resolution to do 50 wah-wahs every time
I went
to the gym.
I saw that.
But then I've been to the gym, like, once mm-hmm. in the last 2 weeks. So yeah. I've done 50.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
We have not been to, like, because we didn't go at all last week except for the wad right before our wedding. Which was really good because I felt all last week like I was just starting to get sick, and I still feel a little bit like that, but it's like, and now it's like, fine, bring it on.
Right.
But last week I was like, this is not going to happen. I'm not going to wake up on Saturday with the flu.
No. That's like the worst fear.
Yeah. And so I was just like, you know, very obviously like cutting, you know, like I'm going to sleep as much as I can. I'm not going to work out.
Yep.
Like I have no extra energy to put toward anything else.
Yeah.
So we didn't work out at all last week. And then this week I just am still feeling like I'm just tired, and like re-entering the real world has been very different.
Mm-hmm.
It just is like, you know, we are in this sort of like wedding world for like a week.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like coming back from a vacation.
Totally.
I mean, it totally is.
It totally is.
And it was like,
when you have wedding brain, there's just nothing else that you can think about or talk about or
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, do you want to talk about the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Wait. Oh. Before I forget, I want to give you, okay, this is part one of your Christmas present.
Oh, gosh.
And I wanted to give it to you now because I.
Because I know what part two is.
You already know what part two is.
That Instagram was hilarious.
The worst surprise person.
Did you guys, I wonder if you guys all saw that. Joy posted a picture of the Christmas Abbott tank tops, which by the way, the first round went out.
In like
was sold out in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then she reposted them and I saw it. But I was running around and I was like, whatever. And then Joy posted a picture of it and was like, what was it?
I said, like, Santa found Claire's tank top because it sold out the first round. So I was like, yes, I can buy it. And I was so pissed off because I really wanted to buy it for
her. On the Girls Gone on Instagram.
Scott got really mad at me. He's like, why would you? I'm like, because I'm
gonna know.
I am so excited.
Like, and hashtag
I
cannot, hi, Claire.
Yeah. I'm like, it's just kind of funny.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is like, if you don't like it, you can give it to someone.
Oh, gosh. This is live present opening right now happening.
Present opening makes me anxious. You didn't have one?
Wow, this is awesome. It's a stripy running skirt.
Well, Brandon said you need to join the skirt situation, so I thought I would do the honors of giving you your first.
Describe this.
You don't have one yet, right?
No, I don't. It's a Nike running skirt. It has like a royal blue waistband, and then it's red and royal blue stripes.
Yep.
That's amazing.
And I have one exactly like it.
Oh, twinsies. Oh my gosh.
So this is what happens when I really like, when I like something, I'll buy two of them on Christmas because then
that's amazing.
So we might be twins at some
point. I'm fine with that.
But
thank you.
Didn't Lindsay tell us that TJ doesn't understand?
Yeah, Lindsay bought one and TJ was like, no.
He doesn't understand the concept of
athletic skirt. But it has booty shorts underneath.
Yeah, booty shorts. Yeah.
What's not to love about booty shorts?
It's adorable.
It is adorable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's hilarious.
So that was at least the surprise, and then yeah. you get your Christmas tank.
Amazing. Thank yeah. you. you're so funny.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So, wedding.
Yeah.
So I got married, guys. So my name is Claire Cook now.
Claire got married.
Not in real life. Yeah. Social Security doesn't know it's my name yet. I wish that when you changed your name on Facebook, it just changed everywhere.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, yeah. I waited 3 months to change my name because it was such... It's, yeah. It's not a pain in the butt. It just takes time.
Right. And I think I'm going to have to wait until after our honeymoon to, mm-hmm. to officially change it. Mm-hmm. Because it's just...
It just takes time.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claire Cook, K-O-C-H Cook. Why is it pronounced like that? I don't know. Yeah. And I'm kind of bitter about it because my old last name, my maiden name, if you will, is so straightforward.
I know.
But no.
Cook. I really liked my maiden name too, and I considered keeping it, but yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm not, yeah. I kind of thought about it and I was like, yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got married on Saturday, and on Friday night we were at the rehearsal dinner, and like a week ago, I started obsessively checking the forecast, and it was like, yeah. it's going to be like upper 40s and sunny. And I was like, perfect. It's going to be like this beautiful, like yeah. sunny winter day. You know, like we get those in Colorado really frequently. Like that's pretty typical Colorado weather actually is like, you know, sunny, maybe a little breezy, but like probably in the like mid 40s. And then like on Monday, it was starting to say like, we might get a little bit of snow. I was thinking, okay, well, that's fine. And then on... so I kept checking it, and like the snow kept saying like went from maybe an inch to like 1 to 3 inches, then like kept kind of. So by Friday night, it was calling for 3 to 6 inches in Boulder, but we left the rehearsal dinner at 8 o'clock or yeah. 9 o'clock on Friday night, and it was 50 degrees outside, and it wasn't a cloud in the sky, and I was like, bullshit, it's not gonna snow.
Yeah.
And so I went and stayed at my friend's house up in Boulder and fell asleep. Wake up the next morning, there's 3 inches of snow on the ground, and it's puking snow at like 8 a.m. I was like, oh, God.
But I woke up. Puking snow.
And I was like, oh, this is so cute. Like, it's going to be so pretty.
Yeah.
And at that point still, it was only supposed to snow to like noon.
Right.
Well, noon comes and goes.
Oh,
and
it was like, yeah.
It hasn't snowed that hard all year.
Right.
It was the hardest snow we had all year.
Yes.
So... Luckily, we had a shuttle set up for all out-of-town guests, and most people, you know, it was a Saturday, so nobody had anywhere they had to be or whatever, so everyone got there safely.
Yeah.
But it was, we did our pictures, we had to do our pictures beforehand because it would have been dark afterwards.
Right.
And I was standing there, and snow was just accumulating on my head. And it was like, it was
fun.
And
your awesome hairdo.
Yeah, yes. Something awesome hairdo. So we yeah. did a first look. Brandon yeah. cried, and it was really cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the way that I, like, Brandon. You know, like, I snuck up behind him or whatever, and then I threw a snowball at the back of his head.
Nice.
Yeah. Perfect. Totally.
Is that
classy.
When you did your snow angel picture?
No, that was later.
So I was going to say, I'm like, actually got in the snow before you went down the aisle?
No.
That's amazing. Yeah.
After. Yeah. And so, yeah, then we did, like, all the pictures, and we were out in front of Chautauqua, like where all the main trail is, and we thought there's no one that's gonna be out here, and it was packed, and everyone was walking by, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, congratulations!" And that
like,
was,
what are people doing out there?
They're like, all sledding. I don't know, Boulder.
I freaking love Boulder.
Anyway, that was really fun actually yeah. to have everybody walking by. So then we had our ceremony started at 4, and I don't know about you, but when I just had tunnel vision, like I had no idea anything
oh, no.
that was going on.
No.
I have no idea how long it lasted. I couldn't even tell you remotely.
The ceremony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
20 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe no idea.
About that, yeah.
My dress almost caught on fire.
Mm-hmm. Which, okay, the feathers were such a great detail. I loved it. And the thing that I just want to comment on about your wedding was it was so, like, I know you said before, you're like, oh, it's just really simple. But it was so, the details were so beautiful. It, like, I don't know. It just was so, so
Thanks.
Special because the details were so amazing.
Yeah, that's what...
So that's what, like, made it so unique. It's like, you don't... Like, right. these huge, elaborate weddings, like, can be so overdone. Like, for, like, this was so much more meaningful with the small details that was, like, oh, it was
Thanks.
Awesome.
It was so
memorable.
Fun to do. Well, and I think that space, too, that... So we got married. The ceremony was in this... it was called the Chautauqua Community House, and it basically is, like, a gigantic... Not even that gigantic. It's, like, a large cabin.
Yeah.
And so on the inside,
Beautiful
it's like kind of old and wood, and there's like a fireplace.
Kind of creaky floors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a super old building, and the space is maybe like 30 by 40 feet. It's not huge. Anyway, so we did, down the aisle, we did these hurricanes full of candles, like little piles of feathers around them.
Yeah.
But then also, and I didn't know they were going to do this, and I think it looked great, except for the part that went around was kind of fire, our wedding planners put, like, little votive candles along the aisle as well.
Right.
And as I'm walking down the aisle, my dress was really, so the bottom was, like, these, it was pretty big, and the bottom had these long vertical ruffles.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, like, really flowy, and I straight up, my dress straight up dragged over a candle.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was going to catch on fire for a second. Really glad I didn't. Yeah. That would have been hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandon's dad is a fireman, and he was like, he's like a volunteer fireman. And he was like, I had a plan. I was just going to pull off the bottom of the dress. And I was like, yeah, that was that's a terrible plan. It's the worst plan I've ever heard, actually.
Okay, father-in-law.
Yeah,
awkward.
Thanks. Awkward. Anyway, no, he was great. But,
that's so cute.
Yeah, almost caught on fire.
But can I back up really quick, too?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to do a play-by-play a little bit. Because... Well, it was super, super snowy, but it was so just romantic.
It was like snow globe snowy. It was snow globe snowy.
Mm-hmm. I would have been like, it would have been fine no matter what because the ceremony was beautiful. But the, like, if it was just like half-assed snowing, I probably would have been like mad. This was like full-on wintry wonderland.
So that's like the only, like, by the time we got to that point, it was like, you know what? This is actually awesome because it's so beautiful. And then the next day,
it was beautiful.
Like on Sunday, it was just like cold and crappy. And I was just like, you know what? This is what I didn't want. I didn't want cold and crappy.
Yeah.
It was like snowing. I mean, I was staying downstairs, and when I came in to walk down the aisle, I actually went outside and walked around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was snowing so hard.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is ridiculous.
Well, I remember when all the bridesmaids were walking in, I saw like snow on their boots.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was just like, that just, I feel like, made it more romantic and more, like, cozy.
Totally.
To the evening.
So it was totally cozy.
It was perfect. So, the cutest part, well, there's, like, a million cute parts, but, like, so cute. I don't know if you remember you doing this, and I'm kicking myself for not videotaping it, but I was in the back row. Scott and I were in the very back, and I saw you walk up to the aisle, and you went... Like, right before you walked down the aisle, you took this huge breath. It was so cute. It was just, like, so audible. And you just went...
I was like, I'm not going to pass out.
It was so cute, though.
That's awesome.
And everyone in the back saw it. We all kind of laughed because it was like, here we go.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
It was adorable.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... And then how great was PastorSkip.com?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, where did you find him?
PastorSkip.com.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did he design your ceremony?
We wrote the whole thing.
It was awesome.
So we wrote the whole ceremony and our vows, and then we just gave it to him, basically.
I loved how he, like, cried.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Guys, we made our pastor cry.
How did you find PastorSkip.com?
Literally, I Googled it. I Googled, like, wedding pastors Denver, and he was the first guy that came up.
He was so adorable.
He was totally adorable. Yeah. He was so perfect.
Yeah.
And apparently his wife was there, and that's why he was crying, because he was, like, staring at his wife during our vows.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that just, like, the sweetest thing you've ever heard? So Pastor Skip is this old, he's a retired pastor from a church in Littleton, south of Denver, and we just found him online, and now all he does, he's retired, and all he does is weddings and funerals.
So beautiful.
Just, like, freaking cute.
He was so freaking cute.
He was
cute.
Great.
Your wedding ceremony, I gotta hand it to you guys. It was one of the most unique, beautiful, meaningful
Thanks.
Wedding ceremonies I've ever seen. And
Thank
I've
you.
Seen a lot of weddings. So I have.
Brandon had some Harry Potter puns in his.
Harry Potter puns.
That was
but
great.
Even just the beginning of saying that prayer and intention of.
Oh, like the meditation that made.
Yeah, it was really, really.
I liked that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it made. Everyone was had their eyes closed, so I could pull up my dress.
That's why you did it?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't anticipate that, but I was standing there, and I had two bras on. One to push them together, one to push them up.
Yeah.
And the one that was pushing them together was, like, a little bit higher, and I looked down, and I could see it, and I, like, kind of looked around for a second, and with their eyes closed, I was like, hoot!
It's so funny. But I think, too, during the ceremony, it was cute. It was so you two. Because, like, when Brandon was saying some of his words, you would, like, comment to the crowd.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's Harry Potter, everyone.
In case everybody didn't know.
It was really cute.
Yeah, that was fun.
Really cute.
So our ceremony was super fun. And then we went and had our reception at the kitchen next door, which is a restaurant in Boulder. And we just had a big dinner. And I think it went really well, actually.
Oh,
like,
it was
I was
awesome.
A little bit worried that we weren't going to have, like, enough to do because there wasn't any dancing.
Yeah.
But I think it went really well. And then we had that shoe game we did at the end.
That was
adorable. We added that on Friday.
Did you really?
I found it on Pinterest forever ago, and I'd forgotten about it. And then on Friday, I was like, oh, shoot, I really wanted to do this.
Yeah.
So I emailed my wedding planners, and I was like, can we add this in? They were like, yeah, sure. So it was a game. I bet you guys have probably heard about this. So like he had one of my shoes and one of his shoes, and I had one of his shoes and one of my shoes. And they, my bridesmaids read a bunch of questions, and they were like, who's the better driver? Who's the better cook? And then you raise the shoe of the person, that they thought, that you thought like was the answer to the question. And yeah. It went over super well.
Yeah. It was really fun.
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, that was a fun little piece. Mm-hmm. I loved your bridesmaid speech.
Oh my gosh, right?
Where they brought Luna in.
I wish they literally brought Luna in. I thought they were going to. Everyone did. Everyone was
I was like waiting for Luna to storm the room.
I would have just.
It was so cute. So basically her bridesmaids gave this awesome speech and they kept like kind of cutting it short.
They're doing like okay, good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, all right, everybody raise your glass. And then the other bridesmaid would be like, wait, hold on. You're skipping. So anyway, they kept interrupting each other. Like, okay, raise a toast. And then the other one would like stop her and say, hold on, you're missing this part. And then they finally get to the point at the end where they go, you're missing the most important part of the relationship. And then they basically said that Luna had written a speech for them.
It was really cute. And it was like, may your tail always be wagging. Like, it was so cute.
May you always have unconditional love. Yeah, yeah. I was like bawling the whole time. It's so cute. I was just thinking of Luna's sweet face.
But I totally thought Luna was going to run out.
Oh, I was hoping so bad.
And then I have three aunts, two of whom are like legit crazy dog ladies. And they were both just like, oh my gosh. Beside themselves.
Can I just say too that your twin brother looks you guys look exactly alike.
Well, we're twins.
I'm like,
we're womb mates.
I know, but I'm like, me and my brother, I guess we do look exactly alike.
See, that's the thing is, I don't think that we do in the same way that you don't think that you do.
Yeah.
But it's
when
totally
we're together,
like,
everyone's like, oh my gosh, you guys are like, guys are twins.
I can't, He's not a duck, but we like him.
But it was funny because I've never met him before.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen a photo of him, and I was like, that's gotta be him.
Yeah, like what other weird guy with a red beard is walking other than Haven.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a great time. And then they had a hot chocolate bar.
I didn't even get any hot chocolate.
Oh my God.
Was it good?
It was amazing. So we went through the line and I think we were like the first because like they had already gone through like two tubs of hot chocolate. And like, so who knows like how many tubs of hot chocolate they had to pull out. But we were, like, one of the first people down, and Randy, who's Beth's husband, Beth did the girls,
Barbells. Barbells for Boobs.
Barbells for
Boobs. Same thing.
So her husband was in front of me, and he was like, what? He kept commenting on all the toppings that they had, because they had, like, marshmallows and peppermint and chocolate shavings and biscotti, and he kept, like, every single bowl he'd come up to, he'd be like, peppermint? What? Marshmallows? And we were just like dumping everything onto the hot chocolate. It was so perfect. And especially with like
with the
outdoor
and that's what we had instead of a wedding cake.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I thought that was fun.
It was perfect. So how do you feel like the day went? Like are you
I literally like we were talking about it afterwards and I can't think of anything I would change.
Yeah.
Which I think is great. And I think that it was so like it was exactly what we wanted. Like everyone, you know, all of our friends and family got along really well. Like, the toast went really well. The food was awesome. Like, we, you know, got to, like, you know, it was a little crazy for us, but it's going to be a little crazy. And it wasn't like, you know, we didn't get to the end of the night and feel like, oh, we didn't even get to talk to anyone or like, oh, we didn't even eat any of the food. Like, we talked to almost everyone. We ate.
Yeah.
You know, like, there were some people like that I wish I would have talked to more, but for the most part, it was really not that crazy. And We got some awesome pictures. So right after the ceremony, before the reception, I can't believe I almost didn't talk about this.
No.
You guys saw that picture I posted of us doing snow angels. So as soon as I woke up that morning and it was snowing, I was like, I'm doing a snow angel. Snow angels are my favorite thing.
Yeah.
They're like 90% of the reason that I ski. And so I can like find new and interesting places to do snow angels. And so we, after the ceremony, we were, like, taking a couple pictures. Like, after everyone had left, we stayed behind and, you know, we took a couple pictures, like, with the ceremony space.
Yeah.
And we were, like, I was, like, we have to do snow angels. And our photographers were, like, really? Right now? Like, don't you want to do it after the reception? I was, like, no, there's nowhere downtown to do it. Like, we have to do it here.
Right, yeah.
So there was, luckily, like, a little patch of grass just outside the door. Yeah. So we just like walked around and just flopped back in my dress and did a snow angel and it was so fun. And I don't know why I didn't think about this, but I did not expect to get snow all down the back of my dress.
Well, I was going to ask you that. I was like, how did it feel when you got up, and or were you freezing while you were doing it?
So while because I was your doing dress it, was strapless. My dress was strapless, but the bottom of my dress was so big, and I had like a big crinoline thing right. under it. So my lower body was so warm that sure. it kind of made up for how cold my upper body got.
Right.
Oh, we were out, you know, we were in the snow for like 10 seconds.
Okay.
And then I got up and, like, ran back inside, and all there was a ton of snow on the back of my dress. And so my bridesmaid just unzipped my dress and, like, scooped all the snow out where it could melt.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good bridesmaid.
And then she held my dress later when I peed.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Yeah, it was super fun. Anyway, so...
And then you came in wearing a scarf.
Yeah, that scarf's amazing. Great.
Yeah.
I wore that in all my pictures.
Yeah.
Super
fun. That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was a great day. And, yeah, I don't think that we would have changed anything.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
So, like, at the end of the ceremony, you guys went through, there was, like, this side door that they kind of disappeared into, mm-hmm. and I was a little, like, sad that I couldn't really, where'd they go?
Our wedding planners were like, when you guys leave, we want you to go downstairs, otherwise everyone will stay and mingle with you, and you yep. have to just leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew that's exactly why yep. you guys were doing that, was to, like, get everyone out to go to the reception, mm-hmm. but I was like, oh, but this is...
I want to say hi. Hello. Well, there was like a whole room down, like a whole, that led downstairs.
Oh, was there? Oh, okay.
And there was this whole like a bunch yeah. of other rooms down there. That's where we had like waited before the ceremony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does Brandon say about everything?
He loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it hit you guys yet that you're like married?
So it did a little bit last night when I had to take Brandon to urgent care.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So the very, you know, we stayed at a hotel in Boulder on Saturday night and Sunday night, and they had a hot tub. We inside the hot tub, and it was awesome. Anyway, we finally get home yesterday, and like, you know, Sunday had been relaxing, but still kind of exhausting because we still had a lot of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And then Monday we've been running around. So we finally get home last night. We like have been running around all day. We go to the store, blah, blah, blah. And we're like gonna make a nice quick dinner, and then we're gonna go to bed. And long story short, we ended up not getting started on dinner until like 8 o'clock. And so we were both like super tired, super hungry. And Brandon is opening. We got a really nice brand new kitchen knife from one of the groomsmen. Gave us this really nice knife. Brandon's opening it, and what does he do but slice his hand open with it? And he took the corner of the knife and punctured his hand in between his pinky and ring finger knuckles on his right hand.
Sounds so painful.
Yeah, and apparently it wasn't that painful because it was a super sharp knife.
Yeah.
But he just goes, well, that's great. And I was like, in the other room, I was like, what happened? He's like, oh, I just cut myself. And he was so nonchalant about it. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, no, actually, it's really bad. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I walk over and look at it. Like, it's super deep. And he's yeah. like, yeah, we're going to, and I mean, you know, he's like, yeah, I think it's going to need stitches. We're like, all right, great. Let's go to the urgent care.
Yeah.
So we went and spent the next 2.5 hours at urgent care. But it was on his right hand, so I was like filling out all his med forms, and it was like marital status. I was like, married. It's like emergency contact. His wife
is the weirdest feeling, right?
Super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like really cool.
It is cool. And then like I changed my name on Facebook, and like every time I look at my name on Facebook, I'm like, who is that person?
Yeah.
That person is. That's not me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, so yeah. That was fun.
It's going to be, like, really weird when you travel together and mm-hmm. they're like, Mrs. Cook and...
They're probably going to say yeah. Mrs. Koch.
Oh,
when yeah. we checked out of the St. Julia, the hotel, I had to, like, update the billing info or something, and she yeah. was like... And I was like, room we were in, and she was like, oh, is that Coach? And I was like, here we go.
Here we go.
And well, so it begins.
Well, mine is Parrish, P-A-R-R. I have to spell it because people always want to say P-E-R or P-A-R-R.
Yeah, but at least when they look at it, they know how to pronounce
That's
it.
True.
Like they, oh, there's no way to mispronounce it.
Like, Parrish, P-A-R-R.
I-S. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. What are you gonna
do? Joys of married life.
Joys of married life and having a Swiss German last name.
Have you decided on when you're taking your honeymoon yet?
We are going to finalize that like tomorrow. It's okay. Going to be in February sometime.
Cool. And you're yeah. doing Hawaii.
Maui. It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to wear shirts that say we got Maui'd?
Do they make those shirts?
Yeah.
Then yes.
That's yeah. the whole purpose of
going to Maui.
Going to Maui is you wear the shirts that say we just got Maui'd.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
And I want a photo of that on our Facebook page.
It's going to happen for sure. Well, should we talk about CrossFit for a minute? Oh, I'll tell you about the CrossFit while we did on Friday.
Yeah.
So one of the big things we wanted to do while everyone was here was take Brandon's family to CrossFit because they've always given him such crap for, like,
It was just Brandon's family?
Well, it was Brandon's family and then, like, a couple of our friends.
Okay.
And so TJ was super awesome and ran a WOD for us just, like, for out of the goodness of his heart.
Oh, that's nice.
And Brandon and I programmed it. And we started with, like, burpee leapfrog. We did, like, a relay. We kind of just played some games, like, get people to not be so nervous.
Yeah.
And then we had him do a WOD that was a 7-minute AMRAP of 6 wall balls, 8 V-ups, 10 overhead lunges with a plate, and 30 single unders. So that was super fun to kind of like watch them all do that. And then afterwards they were all like, now when I listen to your podcast or read your blog and hear you complain about wall balls, I'll understand why. I'm like, yes, exactly. They're horrible.
And did they listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I was really surprised, by the way, of all the people that came up to me and were like, hi, I listened to the podcast.
Everyone was like, it was so fun to meet Joy.
It was so cute. I was really flattered. I'm like, Erin, by the way, adorable.
Right.
And she, this was like my all-time favorite, like, not at all celebrity approaching. But it was really cute. We sat next to each other at the wedding, and all of a sudden, like, I'm sitting there with Scott, and she just turns. She was with her boyfriend, and she just turns around, and she goes, Joy! And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, you don't know me, but you're Joy, and I know you. I listened to the podcast, and she was like, and I'm like, hi! She was so freaking cute.
That's awesome.
So cute.
Yeah, she was like, I saw Joy, and I think I scared her.
She was adorable. So adorable. Yeah, and then a few other people did the same thing. I'm like, I feel really special.
You're so famous.
Yeah.
Totes famous.
Yeah, that's amazing. It was really cute.
Yeah.
So it's cute, though, in the sense of, like, that all your friends, like, listen to the podcast. Yeah. It's adorable. Yeah.
Yeah, and they a lot of, like, Brandon's family, a lot of them read my blog. It's I have to be careful what I write. No.
I have to be real careful.
Yeah. They all did that, and that was just really fun to, like, kind of have them, because, like, that's, like, totally our community here, to, like, kind of have them feel that. And then Brandon and I did a WOD. We went head-to-head.
Oh, you did?
We did, and it was 3 rounds of 4 snatches, 5 handstand push-ups, and 30 double unders.
Oh.
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
5 rounds?
3 rounds.
3 rounds, okay.
And it was just, like, such a burner. And if you skipped on the double unders, you had a 5 burpee penalty.
Ugh, I hate that.
So we programmed it.
Oh.
Which is the stupidest thing. So I skipped my first round of double unders, and so Brandon got ahead of me. So when he was on his next round of handstand pushups, Matt Karasik and TJ tackled him so that I could
get him.
And then we ended up tying. I think I won. He says we tied. I'm pretty sure I tied.
That's great.
But it was really hard. And then the next day, my forearms were all tired. I was like, that was more than I bargained for.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was really fun. But we haven't, other than that, like, we just really haven't done.
Yeah.
Did you max out on your squats this week?
Yes. And TJ, I think TJ's mad at me.
Because he didn't.
Well, I'm just being such a pansy. So I maxed out at 170, and he's like, long short of it is I haven't done that much since I hurt my back last year, right? So there's this whole mental block that I've had. So I was like adding 5 pounds at a time. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you just adding 5 pounds at a time? I'm like, because I'm scared.
Right.
So when I got to 165, which is the last time, that's the number where I hurt my back, I got really nervous about it, but I did it. And then they're like, try 170. So I maxed out at 170. But he is very aware that I should be doing way more. And he's kind of been riding my butt a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, like kind of like the fine line between like not pushing you further than where you want to go while at the same time not letting you just live in your comfort zone.
Exactly. Like the other day when we were doing snatches and we were doing the snatch ladders and I got to the last one we were supposed to do. I think we were supposed to do, he said when you fail 3 times at a weight, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to 95 and I was like, I'm a little nervous to try that again. Mm-hmm. My max has been 105, but I was really nervous to try 95 because I respect the form of it. And if it's going to be sloppy, I'm not just going to like muscle it over my head. And so
TJ calls that a CrossFit PR.
CrossFit PR?
When like you get it, but it's just disgusting.
Yeah. So I did it once and then I started taking the weight off and he's like, wait a minute, you didn't fail 3 times. And I'm like, yeah, but it was 95 and I'm good. Cause that was like where he maxed out, like the ladder maxed out at 95. I'm like, but I did it. And he's like, no. Oh no.
Sound this is for
get, get back on there. And I was like, damn it, TJ, I hate when you watch me. And we just had a good laugh about it because it was. It was like he's in a really good way, like mm-hmm. watching that this is where I start to doubt myself. And yeah. like you have to just push me and I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, totally. So. Yeah, I have not. I don't know what the heck we were going to, like, I'm going to get back into the gym next week and my life is going to suck. I feel like I've worked out like maybe 4 of the last 10 weeks.
Wait, say that again. You've worked out 4 times?
4 weeks out of the last
10. 4 weeks out of the last 10. I thought you meant
Because like I took off, times. Like, yeah. ended up taking off a lot of November.
Well, then you had that little surgery.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that was in yeah. November. So I ended up taking off, like, the last 3 weeks or the last 2 weeks of November. So mm-hmm. I guess I worked out like 4 of the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I just feel like we've taken out so much time.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
But you have a really good reason.
Right. Oh, totally. And then, like, I mean, like, I could be in the gym, right, you know, but I just am, like, I'd rather go back next week and, like, be fully ready.
Totally.
Then, like,
and I'm back. Really enjoying the photos on your Instagram feed of, like, you sitting in bed with breakfast and.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, like, breakfast in bed on Sunday was really, awesome.
I need to do that.
Yeah, it was room service, totally underrated. Anyway.
The food at your wedding was amazing, by the
way. That's the whole reason we had it.
I know. I'm like, we have to comment on that. It was incredible.
We started with fried cheese curds and like all. So Brandon was like, we have to bring in something from Wisconsin.
Yes.
So we got the fried cheese curds and those were so good.
Yes.
I had forgotten about them. And then someone who walked up to me with a tray of it, by the way. Turns out that when, like, there are past appetizers somewhere, wearing a wedding dress is, like, the number one best way to get people to bring you food.
Heck yeah.
They all just kept coming up to me and being like, here, eat this. And yes. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It was awesome. The
bride gets first choice. Yeah,
it was so great. Sure.
And the beer choices. Hello.
Were they good?
Oh my gosh. I didn't even... Scott is, like, a major beer snob.
Yeah?
And he was like, this is the best thing ever.
That's awesome.
He's like, you can't even get this beer at regular bars.
What?
You're gonna have to ask him because he was like super excited. And Haven, like,
were like
nerding
out about it.
Oh my gosh, they were like BFFs by the end.
Because we're usually beer snobs, but I just wasn't drinking at all. I had like one glass of wine because I was like, I don't want to get drunk.
You're gonna be the drunk bride,
right? Well, and I like hadn't really eaten a whole lot that day, despite my bridesmaid's best intentions, and they kept like trying to like my friend, my bridesmaid Danny, kept like giving me little plates of like cashews. She's like, you need to eat that. I was like, I'm not gonna eat that.
Yeah.
So
I was the same way. I'm like, I can't eat anything.
Right, you don't understand. I will throw it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost passed out during that meditation thing. Really? Our wedding. I started getting lightheaded, and then because I had my knees locked.
Yes.
And then I started swaying back and forth. But I came really, not really close, but I kind of noticed like, oh gosh,
yeah,
I'm gonna pass out.
I'm glad you didn't.
No, that would have been awful. Because then I probably would have caught on fire because I would have passed out into like that pile of candles.
I just totally had a moment of listening or watching Funniest Home Videos. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they had like the montage of all the brides that fainted at the altar? Yeah, you don't want to be a part of
that. No, I did not. But thank you for asking. Oh my gosh. We're ridiculous.
But yes, the food was great.
Yeah, it was. That was like literally the whole reason we had it there.
Yeah.
Was so we could have like.
So good.
Such good food.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you believe it's already over?
No. I am kind of glad it's over because it was, like, taking over my life.
Yeah.
But I also am kind of, like, I'm sad that it's over in a sense because it was kind of fun. And also it was, like, fun to, like, have that going for me.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, like, be able to talk about it. And, like, people, like, got really excited when they found out about it.
Yeah.
Like, I still get that now, have that going for me now. Because I'm like, I got married 4 days ago. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, look at
your ring.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been fun. But, yep. And then Brandon got that at work today. He works with, like, all ladies. And they all knew he was getting married. They're like, oh, my gosh, how was it? So that was fun for him.
He's so great. I just love that man.
He's pretty great.
So cute. So cute.
Oh my goodness.
I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, I think I remember after my wedding, it was really hard to digest everything that had just happened.
Yeah.
So I felt like it took a good 2 weeks to be like, did that just happen? And I had a hard time.
Am I married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a hard time looking at photos or watching any videos because it was just like, I can't, it was so much to take in that I couldn't like look at anything.
Yeah.
I was like, it was just way too much.
So my stepmom like tried to, she took a video of the whole thing and she tried to like show it to me today and I was like, I am not. I like, couldn't watch. Like, I, you know, I was, like, kind of scrolling through, but I was like, this is weird.
I just couldn't, yeah.
And it is definitely weird, like, to see my name on Facebook or, like, to think about, like, what the actual implications of being married to someone are.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is a big deal.
What do you mean?
Like, that I, you know, gotta hang out with them for the rest of my life now. Like, I don't ever get to make out with anybody else ever.
The implications of that. We can still talk about Rich Froning and Christmas Abbott.
That's like, not going to end. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Hilarious. Our spouses are just going to have to deal with that.
Oh, speaking of Christmas Abbott, who's coming to Denver, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm a little bit bitter about something right now. Yeah, we just need to air.
Let's be bitter real quick, and then Christmas can come to my house and sit on our floor here and podcast with us.
Maybe we can just email her and be like, "Listen, you always talk about how you're supposed to like go for your big dreams, even though people say they're ridiculous. Yes. Our big dream is to have you come to Joy's house and podcast with us
on the. You know, sometimes when we have guests, we actually go to a different guest room and we like podcast in a nice table, and
but one of us still sits on the bed.
Yeah. Which we actually got rid of that, by the way, but we'll talk about that in a second. But I really would like to have her here on the bedroom
because
floor.
She is coming to Denver to do her like one of her little seminars that she has been planning. And it's cost $185 for each person.
What?
Like this is, I can't afford that Christmas.
Christmas.
I can't afford $185 to go, even though I love you and I want to be you. I just can't afford $180 to go listen to you talk about the Zone Diet because I already know about the Zone Diet. So I can't justify that.
So
maybe she'll come and hang out and be on Girls Gone Wad.
I think that's our next course of action is to see if she'll do that.
It's like at the end of March, I think.
And then maybe we can take her to dinner.
Yeah. Or something.
It's another excuse to hang out with her.
Yes.
And we'll take you to dinner Christmas. We'll buy you dinner.
She'll be like, after the podcast, she'll be like, I'll be on your podcast if you don't make me go to dinner with you.
We'll give her a Girls Gone Wad tank top.
Oh my gosh, totally.
Would that just be amazing if we had it? Okay, let's intend that.
Yeah.
A picture of us with Christmas wearing the Girls Gone Wad tank top.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen in 2014. Yes. Christmas Abbott, hey, you.
We know you listen to the podcast. I think a lot of our podcasts end up with me like, so Christmas, if you're listening.
Our last line.
Yeah.
Christmas or Sir Rich Froning. Yeah, if you're listening.
Because we know you clearly are. All right. Well, on that note,
if you're listening, we missed you guys so much.
Yeah.
We'll be back at it for the rest of this year.
Back to our normally scheduled programming. All right. We will talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
Bye.